Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Brother John. Wow, it's great to be in Chicago.
I'm glad to have you here.
Hey, we got somebody else here, too.
Oh, I don't want to forget.
Yes, she's hard to see. She's a little on the short side, but she's right across the table from you if you'll kind of look up there.
There's a smile. You can see me. All the way in Austin. You can look all the way to Austin.
Is that what we're seeing? Are you Austin?
I'm in Austin.
What's the temperature in Austin, Mary Jane?
Oh, you know, you have me doing the spreadsheet, so give me a minute to get
53 degrees.
It's 53 degrees at the moment, and 63 is the high today.
Ooh.
Yeah. Low tonight is 51.
Well, John, should I give her the bad news about what we're experiencing here?
No, I already looked. But you can tell the kids. Tell the kids.
33 degrees here right now.
Hey.
It's going to get up to 40, though.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I can hardly wait. A little gray out there. Good parade weather, though.
It is good parade weather. We've been watching the parade. And what else have we been doing, John? Lots of
Hallmark movies.
Oh, boy, are these movies good.
Oh, man.
Can you believe it?
I don't care how dysfunctional your family is, you will always enjoy a Hallmark movie.
And our anchor topic today is dysfunctional families. And we had our two families, the Daniels family and Mary Jane's family, the Mara family, each get a representative, an elder from each family, to take a survey. And Mary Jane is right now tabulating the results, and we'll have that in our anchor topic. And then we'll also have Claudia Mara, who is also
my big sister.
Your big sister, our blonde. And she's been doing our stuff. So it's pretty cool. Anyways.
Okay.
Yeah, she's going to be on. Steve is going to be on, your little brother Steve.
Stevie.
Yeah, and then John and I and you. So it's kind of like the perfect storm.
One big happy family.
Very, very, very happy. Stressed out, too, because I've been trying to get all this stuff done, and we're running behind. And
you're pushing numbers. Isn't it fun?
Yeah. Yeah, you're having a lot of fun watching me.
I beg your pardon. I believe I'm the one over here pushing the numbers.
I'm pushing you, though.
No, he's pushing you to push the numbers.
Yeah,
you're the pusher, and you're the number pusher.
And you're the pushy? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, and I'm just here. I'm the spectator.
Mm. You're enjoying that rare time when you can do this. Well, okay, so we got the t-shirt thing's kind of been exploding and getting out of control. What's going on with that, John? And what t-shirt are you wearing?
I am wearing a one-off, unique Thanksgiving Day t-shirt that says Thanksgiving with
John and Jerry.
And Jerry.
And also, the subtext is really great. Yeah. Hear your favorite turkey squabble and gobble. Dark humor, sibling rivalry, too much food. That's our Thanksgiving
t-shirt. The problem
is that,
you know, we got this shirt. We've got a Celebrate Your Life shirt, which is very comparable. Both of these shirts have a beautiful portrait illustration of the bros.
Well, it's probably our best artwork for the bros that we've come up with. Yeah, John
and I
worked on this
it's amazing.
Together.
I wear this shirt and I kind of pass it around in text messages and says, where can I get it? Where can I get it? Then I said another one and said, well, you can get this and this. And before you know it, like everybody is just all for getting a shirt.
Yeah, the demand for the shirts is a little insane. So
yeah,
we're probably going to have to cut our revelry short sometime in the next couple of days and fulfill the wishes of these poor people.
Yes.
Who are suffering out there because they don't have a t-shirt. But you don't have to suffer. Get yourself a Celebrate t-shirt at shirt.bro.show. And if you want to see how dysfunctional or functional your family is, we've also got a dysfunctional family test you can take. It's actually a functional family test.
Right. We always like to be positive.
We're about solutions.
But we are still looking for that functional family.
Yeah.
And hopefully maybe today might be the day we could. You never know.
You never know. 17 questions, 1 to 5, the semantic differential. So it could happen. Somebody has 17 times 5.
Oh, that would be
put
very
thought,
scary.
I'm biasing the test right
you know
now.
What?
Be
I
honest,
think,
right, John?
I think if that happens, we're going to have to get the Department of Justice and Mueller
we might
involved.
Need I think we have to. We have to appoint a separate special counsel.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, very special.
Mueller's busy.
Yeah, he's got his hands full.
Yeah, yeah, I'm different. I'm not special though, so I'll have to find somebody else. No one was asking, though, were they? No, probably not. Okay, so the T-shirts, you know where to get them. Now the test, you can find the test. It's online. It's DYS. That's dis. Dot show dot bro. Ooh. Dot bro dot show. Sorry, let's get that again. Dis, DYS. Dot bro dot show.
Very good.
That's
very
right.
Good.
That's right. And I'm going to limit to one per IP address. So don't try taking it twice. Get
no
serious.
No stuffing the ballot box. Come on. This is Chicago.
Well, even though we're in Chicago, don't stuff the ballot box, right?
Wow.
Oh, well. Yeah.
Oh, well.
So,
all right. So now, here's the deal. We got it. There's a couple little follow-up items that we have. We haven't written a damn thing down for the show, so we don't even have a document today, do we?
We don't have a doc.
Yeah, it's a dysfunctional show because it's
I like it!
We're going to roll
with
it anyway.
The program.
Of course. Yeah. You know, I'm actually a member of both families.
You are. You are the one who's a member of both.
Yeah.
So, I kind of like that.
Oh, gosh. I know we had a follow-up item, which I can't remember. I hope somebody can.
Well, we'll probably remember it sooner or later.
Do we have a sponsor?
No, we didn't even have a sponsor today.
Well, we were thinking of.
Oh, what was the one you were thinking of?
Well, that egg machine, egg maker, but that you saw on TV, but we looked at the.
Yeah, it might be shit though, so we decided not to do it.
It seemed like a bad lie.
It isn't tested by the bros yet, so. We'll
but you know what? There's one thing that never goes wrong. We get this every year.
Ooh,
we get pure maple sugar candy made in Vermont. It's made by Butternut. And I have to tell you, boy, is it good. And we'll have a full sponsor read on that later in the show.
Yes.
Praise Cheese Whiz. It will be good.
Mm-hmm.
What? Furries.
Oh, yeah. We do have our follow-up.
Yeah.
Here it is. And you know what? We're going to get a comment from Claudia on this, too. Because she's the one who turned me on to this. Lisa Ling has great specials. If you're looking for lifestyles of... Not yours.
Not the rich and famous.
No, not yours. That you want to watch her show. And it's interesting. You know, every time I think it's going to be like a Jerry Springer show, it's not. It's not. Like this, we watched, what was the first one we watched? We watched about gender non-binaries.
Yeah, fluidity.
That was it. Fluidity. Gender fluidity. And you know, it was great. It was a really good show. They had EJ on, who was Magic Johnson's and Candy Johnson's son. Fine person, and really cool, and a couple other people on there who we really liked, and we got to understand what the whole non-binary thing was about. You know, they didn't have any eunuchs on, but you know, we'll get there, right, John? Or I'll get there. But in any case,
I think it's important.
This week, though, we had something else.
Yeah, this we've got to discuss furries, and here's the reason why.
We
want to make sure that we do not leave a bad rap with respect to the importance of these wonderful animals, stuffed human beings. I don't know. That's a term.
Well,
excuse
okay.
Me.
They use a term.
Okay.
Anthropomorphized animals. In other words, animals made to look slightly human.
Oh, just another word I can butcher, huh?
Yeah. Anthro, though. That's
anthro.
What they use.
Okay, anthro.
That's what they use. They had Seattle, Anthro Seattle 2018. That was the big conference that everyone ended up going to. That
okay.
Went to this thing. So, you know, she interviewed three people. The three people all ended up at that conference, and they followed their stories. Each one of them had a different story. One had PTSD badly, and the whole story behind it, he broke down and cried during the taping, and so did she. And it was really moving, beautiful, and it helped me understand that these people are not sexual deviants, that they're doing this because they can't stand to be in their own skin sometimes.
Right.
And they get a new one.
They need to have like a shelter, a shield, something to protect them, you know, the contact they would have just without the costume on.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I have to take some responsibility for maybe giving them a bad rap. I did refer to a fur pile, which is in some of these conventions, and believe me, this is the rare instance.
Well, they do them. They showed one, but nobody's having sex. It would be impossible.
It's just a way of interacting. In a very innocent way.
Yes, and they most of them have some form of social anxiety. Yes. Some of them severely. Some of them have physical things wrong with them. There's one of the interviewees was in a wheelchair most of the time. She had a debilitating disease that she kept degrading, her musculature. Right. And so, but she decided to start making furry suits. She made one for herself, makes them online. She makes a full living doing it. Good money, too. And these suits go from $2,500 to $10,000.
Ooh, it's a little more than our t-shirts.
A couple dollars more. That's a good you point that out.
Yeah, we got
secondary
value.
Market. Yeah, you can become part of the bro show for a lot cheaper than that. And we're everybody's crazy. If we have social anxiety, hell yeah. Yes. Mm. But anyways, I don't want to make fun of what they're going through. No. It's pretty bad.
And I think it's really well.
Very positive.
Very positive. It's nice to see something that is helping a variety of human beings.
Yeah.
And so keep that in mind. So you might get a little chuckle off the furries, but just remember that it's not all chuckles.
Yeah.
It's people helping people.
And if you've got it recorded, I recommend you see Lisa Ling's show last Sunday. It's on furries. I think it's called Furries or something like that. But it's a really good one. You'll see it.
Actually look it up. Put the word furry on rather than the plural.
Furries, yeah.
Yeah, and you will have a better chance of connecting. At the very least on YouTube, you'll get to see some of the highlights.
That's true. You will. Okay. All right, so it's Thanksgiving. We're going to go over to Maureen and Mike's house.
Yes.
Mo and Mike at the Houstons? Monique.
Monique.
So we're going to go over there about 5 o'clock, 4 o'clock?
4:30.
All right. Right now it's 10:40. We're still in the morning. Mary Jane's going to go over there with us. And then, I don't know. You know what we need to do? We need to check in with the Mara clan out there in Maryland.
What the heck are they going to be doing?
We're going to find out.
Okay. That's a good idea.
Hang on, guys.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, Steve.
Claudia's here, too.
Hey.
Hi, Steve.
Hello.
Claudia. Hey, baby. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You guys, too.
We just want to send you off on a good trip to Holland from the whole Mara clan.
Oh,
you guys are fantastic.
You guys are the best. Now, Claudia, you have never met my beautiful brother, John. John, this is my beautiful sister-in-law, Claudia.
Hello, Claudia.
Hey, John. Happy birthday.
That's right. I get to double up today.
You know, the great thing about being so fucking old is you forget sometimes that it's your birthday.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I
reminded you.
But I keep getting these text messages that birthday for a turkey. And
What's that about?
I'm a little disappointed.
Well, you're a Thanksgiving birthday boy.
Okay.
Yeah. I think
last year Jerry was.
Yeah, I was.
Okay.
Yeah, it happens. Every 11 years for me. I think it does for you maybe too. We'll have to do the math on that. So, and also, Steve, you've never met John either, have you?
No, haven't. How you
Hi,
doing,
Steve?
John?
Yeah.
How you doing?
Pretty good. I listened to your podcast. I forgot what it was called. It had God in it. But I like sports. I like the way you use sports.
The sports and baseball. God is a road to baseball is a road to God.
Could have been
one on that.
Yeah. We did one on that. That was a good show. I really like that, and I like that book too. I've not read the whole book, but I read the sample, and John and I have talked about it hours.
Yes,
we talked about it last night.
Yeah, did you guys
John
talk about it there?
Yeah,
I heard you back there. Yeah, well, we're at John's condo. We won't give the exact address. But it's in a nice little area. We get to see lots of single women walking their dogs and little old ladies and men walking their children and whatever. You know, it's all great. It's a pretty neat little place. Nice. It's cold. It's a little rainy today.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's not bad. So I'm situated in the Gold Coast area of Chicago. It's
near the lake.
Near the lake. And it's just north of downtown. So of a loop.
Yeah, we're three floors up.
Yeah.
Nice building, though. Nice people.
Yes.
So anyway, now where are you guys located at this very time, and what's the temperature and the weather?
It's 30 degrees. I know because I'm the one that came through the rain, sleet, and snow. All Steve had to do was fall out of bed.
Oh, yeah, you're in Melissa.
I like that. I like that sib stuff you're doing there. That's good.
Yeah, a little rivalry there.
Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah, it was. It's 20. It's 30 degrees. 20 with the wind chill.
Ooh. Ooh.
It's winter, and we're watching the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade
We're watching the Chicago parade, of course. Since my brother, the producer's here, I have to turn the TV off, and I also have to turn the heat off.
Oh, it's not bad, is it? Is it too cold to you, Mary Jane? John claims he freezes when it's like this.
Yeah, well, in January, it will be off.
Wow. Okay, well, he's a little touchy on this. I think you can see that, right? You're back.
I had to put a jacket on.
I have no comment.
What'd you say, Claudia?
I had to put a jacket on.
Okay.
It's cold. All right. It's cold here.
Hey, Claudia, I'll tell you right now, I would be watching the Chicago version of the parade. We had it on, but the producer, when I left the room, insisted upon turning it, and I'll say it softly, off.
You can't even watch the picture?
No. And when he's not here, I'm always doing a little double multitasking. And, of course, and that's what makes the show really flow.
Well, can I point of order.
Yeah.
So, Jerry.
Do we lose him?
Less. What's the problem with the visual just being on? Because you think he would get distracted and not remember where we are in the show?
Yes.
I think he's got a point there, John.
Okay.
But you always do it.
Sorry.
You always have it on when we do our show, don't you?
I was just trying to be on a level with your family.
But
okay.
He's the one who likes a visual. Going on all the time.
Oh, you know what?
Let's vote. Let's vote.
I do believe that you're, Mary Jane, you're absolutely right. I could handle it. He can't. We got to keep it off.
No, I'm the one. You got that backwards. Respectfully. Normally at home, I can't stand to have like something moving on the TV when I'm doing something on the computer
it's
and
true.
Stuff. But he likes it on, not the sound.
Just
so
like you.
He's just like you.
Okay.
And I'm the one who usually has a problem, but I got my back to the monitor right now, so it doesn't matter.
Okay. I think we're fine. We haven't
squabbled enough. Should we do this another 5 minutes?
Well,
you know, the thing is that's what we're just demonstrating what this whole thing's all about, being dysfunctional. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Claudia, Steve, how are you? Are you guys all getting along there? Has anyone pulled a knife or fired a shot?
Not in years.
Not in years.
It's been a while. Yeah, it's been a while for
us. Oh, boy.
Wow. Okay, so you guys, I think Claudia was your proxy. She took the test for your family.
And Lisa put her input in.
Well, that's it per usual, being fifth of five.
You didn't answer the phone. I would have gotten your input, but you didn't answer.
Because when did you call me?
No, he's talking to Steve.
Mary Jane, no, I was talking to Steve.
Oh, never mind. Okay.
Yeah, I was wondering if you, did you put anything into the marrow survey?
I was told not to.
Yeah, the only one person can take the survey. You know.
That's okay.
You're the representative.
I just wanted Liz's input, though.
Yeah, you're going to have a lot of disagreement there. This is going to cause a lot of trouble within your own family, but I think you can handle it.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we're cool. We're okay.
I have no problem with it.
So, overall, what do you guys think of the test?
I don't know anything about it.
He didn't get to see it.
We love you, though.
I think.
Thank you.
I think.
Back at you.
Our other sister, I think she wanted places to put comments, and we couldn't do that.
We can do comments next time.
Yeah. Semantic differentials are hard to deal with because people don't like to think about things in terms of the degree, yes or no, because they feel like, well, you know, it's not that simple.
It depends on a lot of other things.
Right.
True.
But
true.
What the semantic differential forces a person to do is to come down with a general selection of what's closest.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, it's just not easy, you know, like, how much do you hate your brother? You know,
and you can't, have a very good, just, you know, quick survey and statistical analysis of that. If there's like essay answers.
True. Mary Jane, did you get the score on this for us?
Yeah. And I
who won?
Okay, so the winner is the family that got the lowest score or the highest? I would think.
Well, the most dysfunctional family is one with the highest score. Is it the Daniels or is it the Maras?
You know, I'm under the impression y'all were going to cure dysfunctionalism.
We already did. That's what the show's been so far.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's find out what the score is.
Drum roll.
All right. So, first of all, I think that your determination of the weight is incorrect, but I'll discuss that in a minute. Because theoretically, and I'm okay with us winning, but I have both families.
No. One family can win for being the most functional, and another family can win for being most dysfunctional. That's how I decided.
Okay, so the higher score makes them more or less?
The higher score makes them, that's strongly disagree, isn't it? Or is it agree?
Functional, because you tried to make this test.
Yeah, so the highest score is the most functional.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because that's probably correct in my view of both families.
Strongly agree would be the most functional. You're right.
54 for the Daniels family and 68 for the Maras.
That's not bad. You know, John, we weren't 17. We could have been 17.
First thing is, I
was trying to be as positive as I could. In addition to the fact, you have to remember that if Jerry would have taken the test, we'd be closer to 17.
He's right.
When I took the test and I had a lot of very pleasant experiences that didn't exactly specifically say group, it was more individualized. Those questions I could answer with higher scores, and we still were not as good as the Maras, huh?
No, not as functional. Look at it this way, John. We were a lot more dysfunctional.
Here's the deal. Everybody wins.
Right.
Yay.
Differential.
So, Steve.
Do we get copies?
Yes. Yes. We'll send you out a plaque. The Thanksgiving Day family competition for most functional family.
Between two families, which is not much. That's not much of a
17 questions and one person input on my side, the Daniel side. I was the lone ranger out there. Hey, look, I took one for the team.
So was Claudia, but she did talk to Melissa though.
If we had more time, I would have been better to get input from them.
Okay, we'll do this. Why don't we put another test together for next year? We'll do this again next year. How does that sound?
I think
with comments.
Yes, with comments.
Okay.
You guys are on your own with all that.
No more compilation by Mary Jane.
Mary Jane's out of the business.
I don't care about it.
We're going to have to hire a CPA firm.
Yeah, we'll have to
audit the results.
Pete Marwick and Mitchell.
Yeah.
Pete Moss and Fitchell. Moss, yeah. Hey, a couple of general questions. Are both Maras there?
Yes.
Or I should, McCormick and Mara.
Oh,
isn't that a nice sounding law firm? Definitely law firm. So,
or CPA firm.
Yeah, I'd say.
You don't need a lawyer when this test gets out.
Yeah,
on,
you
on
will.
The street.
Okay. Okay, guys. So, overall, here's some observations I would have. Now, Steve, you have the disadvantage of not having been out here and met John, but you did. You came and broke bread with us when we were down in Austin, right?
Oh, yeah.
We sweat.
And I went to Chicago.
Okay. All right. You get credit for that, definitely. So
you've been there. Okay.
That's where the plane hub is. It took me to Texas.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. We had to stop a little.
Yeah. All planes go through Chicago or Atlanta, it seems.
One of the two.
Yeah. Now, here's the deal. My observation is thus. Both families are clannish. The observation that the sample size was small didn't affect me very much because I thought, well, you know, we kind of keep to our own little bit. Do you guys feel like that about your family?
No, we try to stay in touch. I think Lissa keeps us all in touch and keeps us together.
Yeah, but you're talking about outside the family.
Yes, I am.
Socially.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's not talking about inside.
Yeah, when I say we keep to ourselves, I mean like as a group. Like the family.
Like a clan.
Oh, okay.
A clan.
Right.
I don't know. When we go out in public, we're pretty boisterous.
I'm telling you.
Party animals.
Mm. So we're going to have something where we party with the Maras, John.
Okay.
Hey, you heard it here first. Okay. That was so, so amazing. A-okay.
Very enthusiastic.
Wow.
Hey, John, check your email. I sent you a birthday animated card.
Oh, thank you very, very much.
You're 72 today, right?
Correct. Yes, I'm 70.
I'll be there in 6 weeks.
Hey, catching up with me, huh?
I'll be 72 in 6 weeks.
I understand.
I'll be 72-2.
Also. 72-2.
Also.
So you're going to be wearing a tutu.
Three.
Maybe.
No, or Steve's going to be wearing a tutu.
Three of
them. Hey, Steve, it's nothing to be ashamed about. I'm wearing a tutu.
Oh, please. Your wardrobe is something we don't know you need to hear about over and over and over again.
You keep asking me.
All right, gentlemen.
You keep asking me.
All right, you too.
What are you wearing? How many times have I heard him ask me that?
What are you wearing under there?
Black.
Yeah, under there. That's about it.
Catheter is what he's wearing.
Yeah, I got it. Well, other than my nice, pretty latex catheter, I've got my black bikinis on.
Because that holds it all in place, yeah.
Yeah, it's the perfect thing for my
job. It's very functional.
It really is.
It is.
Under the circumstances.
Yeah, and, you know, luckily, my hair loss completely coincides with that. So I have a nice little bikini cut without having to do anything.
A Brazilian,
that's it.
That's it.
So, okay. There's the update.
How many are in a Brazilian?
Let's move on from that one.
Please. We can't talk about pubic hair? What good is this show?
Yeah.
The pubic hair is okay. What?
Oh, okay.
I've got a math question.
No, I'm done. What was that, Steve?
I have a math question. How many are in a Brazilian?
Oh, this is a groaner, John.
Oh no!
How many are in a Brazilian?
I don't know how many.
One.
Oh
no! I mean, I've heard
How many are in a Brazilian? Like a bazillion.
Oh. Yeah, thank you.
So there's no
one, Mr. Mara. I didn't get that yet either.
Wow. This guy's
no how you supposed then? To supply the growth.
Well, that is so dry you could float an aspirin in it.
Complete. Yeah. How many are in a Brazilian? That's a complete joke right
exactly.
there.
Exactly. You got to think about it.
Wow.
Well done. Well done, baby brother. I always call him my baby sister.
You're sitting next to me. That's your problem.
No.
Well, the shades of mom and dad, huh?
Yes. Mom, especially.
Yeah.
She was always forgetting our names.
I didn't
male, female, didn't matter. She'd go through the whole list before she got to
office. And the last one is the one she'd get right.
That's exactly.
It didn't matter who I called. If I was calling Amy, it was Magamy. And if I was calling Maggie, it was A Maggie. I never could start with the right beginning. For either one of them.
As long as you fix it halfway through.
So that's kind of like exonerates our mother.
I think it does. So
common thing.
What question stood out to you the most in the survey, Claudia and or Steve? Well, Claudia, poor Steve.
He didn't see it. I thought the one about how much they showed interest, how much did your parents show interest in your activities and what you and your siblings did? And I said, or did they? I'm sorry, not how much, but did or they did show interest?
Yeah, yes. And how much?
Strongly agree.
Yeah,
strongly.
Me too. And I could answer that question that way because I was the star of the family. So as a result, they always gravitated to my activities, and I didn't even have to think about Jerry's or Jeff's.
That's true.
You were first born. Right?
Yeah, and I mean, I was right there, always in front.
Yeah, we had favorites in our family. I don't think you guys had as much of that.
No, wait a minute. Favorite.
You know,
that's singular.
I didn't think we did either.
Well, did you hear my brother?
I didn't think we did either, but.
But Melissa did.
Yeah, she thought, and I thought it was the opposite. She thought maybe Steve felt, when she mentioned Steve, I said, oh, he was the baby. Maybe he did get a little extra favoritism, you know.
He doesn't feel that way.
But she says she doesn't think Steve feels that way.
He doesn't.
So,
Ask him.
No, he doesn't. Yeah, well, he's right.
You don't feel like you got favoritism. No kidding, really.
No, I don't think he felt like it.
Only and you know what? I don't feel like he did either. He wouldn't have remembered anyway because he would have been a baby or a little toddler.
You mean that was favoritism when I was in a snit?
The only thing that I remembered about, in terms of Steve being, special, which he is, because we know that about our younger brother. He's awesome. But is when mom died, Steve, dad says to me, she really couldn't seem to relax until Steve went over, because I think it was because he was her baby.
Yeah, there you go, Steve.
Yeah.
Did you know mom was afraid of me?
No, get out.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. What? No. He won't tell me now.
Well, I mean, you act like I wouldn't know that I was something. But, you know, mom said she was afraid of me.
Well, I'm sorry. I have found it hard to believe. What did she say?
She said she was afraid of me.
In what way?
I was just emulating you and Mary Jane, yelling at her, you know. And she stopped. She says, I got to stop. You're going to hit me or something like that. And I was shocked.
No, I said, Get Out was just a figure of speech, you know.
It's okay. It's all right.
Wow, I think the score is all fucked up. I think these guys
we're going to have to change that survey.
Yeah, for the record, Steve, just so you know, my mother is still alive and John's mother is still alive. Same mother. She said she was afraid of Joe many times.
Who?
What?
Joe, our son.
Our son?
I know.
Because he moved around too quickly and he climbed up the wall to get something for me. He scared me. So you gotta, but she wasn't like afraid of him, but she just, you know, he was just so rambunctious.
She was afraid for him that he was going to hurt something.
That's what I was going to ask.
Yeah.
I was a little
afraid for him.
Now that may be what mom was afraid. He was always having accidents. Maybe that was it.
No, I don't think that's what Steve meant.
Oh, okay.
No, but it could be. I don't know. I never thought of that way, but I always knew what y'all kept telling me, that, you know, wipe the blood off for mom season.
Yeah.
wipe the blood off for mom season. Oh, man, that's a good one.
Yes.
Can we put that on a plaque?
When you fell off that roof and hit that propane tank and everything on rocks, after that, you were covered in blood, and Rusty had just come home from a summer job at the bank, and he took off his white shirt and cleaned you up because she said, mom's going to have a heart attack if she sees all the blood. I remember that.
That's a very
good. I think he fell out of a tree and hit the roof on the way down.
Well, Steve can verify.
He hit the roof, then the oil tank, and landed on what?
A bunch of rocks. It had blocks that were busted up.
He was full of blood.
You were really.
But I don't remember any of it.
Well, I wonder why.
Really awake.
Your mind blanked.
In fact, the only thing I remember is that one hand that missed the limb. And when I yelled help, I don't remember the P.
I was out.
That's my brother.
That is your brother.
He's so fun.
Well, you guys are a hoot. Yeah, and everything over okay over there. And
I was unconscious before I got to the pee and help.
I believe it.
I was in the air.
In midair.
The tree let go of me, dropped me on a house.
Oh my God!
All I remember was trying to yell help, but I don't remember getting to the pee.
I was
out before that, or maybe I hit the house.
I like you anyway.
Well, thank you.
Oh, well, yeah.
Okay, so secondarily, John, what struck you? What stood out for you in the questions?
I looked for easy questions to answer. I found one that I could answer very easily.
Okay, which one?
That was the one that says your family took a fair number of fun vacations together. We didn't take any vacations unless you call going to North Dakota a vacation.
That was a job.
Yeah, we were on a mission.
Definitely. That was it.
Did your family, the Mara family, take a lot of vacations?
Yeah, well, we agreed.
No, not a lot, but we did.
That's probably.
Went to the beach.
Beach mainly is what I remember. Oh,
Mississippi.
Mississippi, yes.
Good Claudia, you and I went to Grandpa Mara's funeral with Dad and Aunt Mamie.
Right.
The vacation?
And we had a laughing fit, and I felt guilty about it. I told him later how bad we felt. And he wasn't bothered at all. He says, that's what little girls do. We never met him. He didn't mind. I'm so glad to find that out.
Yeah, he said it was an Irish wake. Irish.
Right. You know, it's very appropriate.
Boisterous, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we never
could not stop laughing.
Because of that guy's teeth, Claudia. Remember we called him Bucky Beaver and Bucket Beaver?
Hey, easy now.
Bucket, yeah. And the more you try not to laugh, the more you laugh.
Okay, I'm not going to get us. Okay.
Yeah, we had a two thing, too. Go ahead, John.
Okay, what?
What was this? Is you holding up your hand? Oh, okay.
No. Nope.
John was having a hand moment.
It was his. It's you guys' turn. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I had buck teeth, so I got a lot of Bucky Boober stuff.
Yeah. Well, the thing is that we can't say much about holidays or vacations because we really didn't take any.
No.
My mother.
But you spent holidays together.
Yeah, because we didn't go anywhere.
Right. We hid in the bedroom.
We just kind of laid around and got ourselves in trouble occasionally.
Occasionally.
4th of July was always a good one.
That was the most trouble.
That was. We always had a lot of fireworks. And then my father insisted upon smoking a cigarette at the table where all the fireworks were. You know, the worst part of that was we didn't really care whether he got hurt or not because he wasn't going to feel it anyway. We got upset because he shot them all off at once.
That's right.
It's like, come on, what are we going to do later in the day? We don't have any fireworks left.
John's right about that one. I forgot about that one. That's a good one.
Dang.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was probably our best holiday.
So. Yeah, I think it was our best holiday.
Yeah, 4th of July.
Definitely. Well, that 4th of July.
I'll tell you, Christmas was not a big holiday for us.
No.
We would get our presents. Everybody opened them up as fast as possible. We went to the first showing of the best movie out.
Yes, we did.
That's what our big thing was.
Went to the movies that
Went to the movies, and we'd be there at noon at the latest.
We grew up on a farm. We didn't have movies, so it was a big deal to us.
So once we got in, we were teenagers and could drive to the movie theater, that was our big deal.
Yeah.
So Thanksgiving was a much bigger holiday for us.
Yeah, it was, because it was our birthday.
And when you're feeding your face, you can't get in too much trouble.
That's the last holiday that
true.
I
never thought of that.
That's the holiday I spent with your family up in St. Louis. The last time I was there for a holiday was you and me, Jerry, and
Joe and Rose.
Joe and his wife and Rose and her first husband.
Oh, dear.
And we were all up there, and you were there. And
that's the one. You got there a little bit late, but we left you a lot of food.
Oh, yeah. We were not starving. I mean, we did not starve for food.
We had a long way to drive.
That was huge. Everybody was there.
You should have gotten the
grandchildren.
The prize for the longest distance.
But they weren't giving one out that year.
Well, they gave it out after you left.
That's typical.
That's typical, yeah. You know, I'm trying to think of other funny things. And you guys, Steve and Claudia, see if you guys can come up with something, Mary Jane. But I think I was just trying to think of funny things, crazy things that happened. The funniest thing I think was, you know, I don't know if you remember this, John, but I would try and lure Pop into conversations about some of these movies that he'd go to see. Because he was older. He's like a generation older than our father should have been. He was more like the age of our grandfather. And so I remember one time him and Mom went to see a James Bond movie. And every time one of these James Bond movies come out, he'd go to one. And I thought, what the hell's going on there? And so I said, Pop, what'd you think of the woman they painted gold? Because it was Goldfinger.
Yeah.
And he said, I couldn't get over how the doors to the ship opened. And the frogmen just swam right out. They didn't have to go from the deck, so no one could see them. I thought that was really cool. And I said, yeah, Pop, but what about, and I name another girl, in a beautiful woman in the movie. And then he'd name another technical feat that M gave Bond a tool for or something like that. He just dodged it entirely.
Mm. Was your mother there when you were asking?
Oh, yeah.
That's why.
Well, then she left the room. And he had a Jerry Dad moment with me. And he said, have you ever noticed I always take my hat when I go to the movies with your mother?
What?
What?
Yeah.
No.
Honest?
No way. Yeah. And he
get excited watching?
He gave a little demonstration to me. I just put it on my lap, he says, pointedly.
Okay.
Hey.
And you were trying to expose him.
He was not ashamed.
No, he wasn't that kind of guy.
He was not that kind of guy. So what do you guys got? I mean, I'm not asking for something in the same vein.
No, try to clean it up a little bit. We've had enough of it.
Funny story?
Yeah.
I don't know about funny, but
we went to Ocean City, and the funny part was the duck game. But the amazing part was Dad lost his glasses in the ocean, and Mary Jane found them.
That's right.
Whoa! Wow, you're a hero.
I remember the idea of the incident. I can't exactly remember the moment, but I remember that that happened. Yeah, I don't know. I found them.
Good for you. Well, the uterus is a tracking device.
In the ocean, like uterus, minutes after you lost it. They must have been in and out, floating and floating.
Say that again, Steve. I couldn't hear you.
Float. Did they float?
I mean, he didn't just drop them and Mary Jane catch them. He dropped them and we were looking for like 5 minutes.
They were floating all around.
Before she found them. They'd been floating in and out with the waves.
Wow.
And she still found them. That was amazing.
Well, that is miraculous.
Yeah, I don't know how.
Very funny. Very funny. Well, look, I think we've done a pretty good job here. Anything else you guys want to talk about in the meantime?
You didn't ask what shirts we were wearing.
Whoa! We're ready.
Okay, what are you wearing?
Lay it on us, Claudia.
Okay, I'm wearing the same shirt you wore, John, the April 21st, Clark Street, jersey, black jersey.
You got a jersey?
Yeah, I love it. It's my favorite.
Yeah, but I thought I was the only one that got a jersey. Oh,
and it's black.
That's okay. We're matching twins that way. That's good.
Yeah.
And we got birthdays so close together. That makes sense.
Same basic age.
Okay. I can run with that.
There you go.
Outstanding.
And Steve's wearing live at the Clark Street Ale House with the fist bump.
Yeah.
Bro it, show.
The okay. fist bump. Wow.
You know what? Those doggone shirts do get around.
And his is black too.
Okay. Very cool. We applaud the participation and the active interest you have. And obviously, you are all honorary bros.
Bros.
Honorary bros.
So what shirts are you all wearing?
I'd like to thank the Academy.
I'm wearing turquoise.
Yeah, I've got mine light blue. Singular one off with the
Arctic
mugs on. I've had a Thanksgiving. This one you're not familiar with because I'm the only one who has one.
He says with his nose up.
I'm the one.
He's the star.
I am actually not wearing my bro shirt yet because I unpacked it today and I'm hanging it to get some of the wrinkles out to wear to the Thanksgiving thing.
I think that's we applaud you. She's going to be our billboard. Our billboard.
It's also a fist bump black shirt.
She's got the original.
Mm-hmm.
The first
one. Okay, good.
Mm-hmm. And that's where I'm
We're all represented.
Yeah, all different generations of shirts. Yeah, mine is a celebrate shirt, Claudia.
Which is...
Good.
But it's turquoise.
And it's that's going to be in a hot item.
I think so too.
It's shiny.
Yeah, it sparkles. It's shiny.
Shiny.
That's about it from here, unless you guys had anything else.
I think we're going to have I'm getting hungry. How about you?
I am starting to get a little hungry.
Yeah, we're getting a little appetite. I hope you guys are.
You know what I'm thinking I need right now is... I need some pure maple sugar candy made in Vermont by Butternut.
And where did that candy come from? Specifically,
we're going to have commercials.
We do.
We have
come on, get with the program. We have sponsors.
We call them, you know, you've heard of fake news. Well, guess what we have?
Fake commercials.
Except this one's true. And
they're real companies. They're real products. We don't make up that.
They just don't know if we're pitching them.
Where'd you get it?
Yeah, we don't know that we pitch them. This came from Rose Meyer, our wonderful daughter.
Yes.
She sent us this candy. It got it this morning. It's a Butternut Mountain Farm in Vermont makes this wonderful stuff. And we'll have a link to it in the show notes. And boy, oh boy, are these good. This is the third year we've had these from Rose, and they are delish.
Mm-hmm.
What a sweetheart.
She's a very sweet.
Give her a big hug. Give Rose, our little Rose, Jan, and Ian a big hug from the Mara clan, Mary Jane.
You know I will.
Okay.
We love y'all.
You guys have to hug and kiss yourselves for me. Love you.
Yeah, love you.
Doing it now.
Steve's doing it now.
I told him on Rusty's most recent birthday, September, I told them to all pile on and give him a kiss at the same time because I knew how much he'd love
and
that.
We did. And he said Mary Jane was on his kill list.
And he did. He said, okay, you just made my kill list.
He's a lot like you.
Anyway, okay. Love you guys.
Love you guys.
Love you.
All right. Adios.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Great show.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Happy Thanksgiving. And remember, it isn't over. It's still not safe for turkeys.
Okay, yeah. I'll stay off the road.
We'll be careful.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow. Well, that happened. The Maras are back in Maryland. And we've never done that before.
Yep, and I think it was a lot of fun.
We'll do it again next year. And I'm sure we'll get better at it or worse.
Only two ways to go.
And, you know, if it's worse, we'll make the best of it like we always do.
Yep.
You know, we're good. We're the best recovery guys in the world. We don't whine about screwing up. Nope. We just screw up.
We just screw up and move on.
You own it.
Yeah.
Just like Stuart Smalley.
Oh, man. Let's have a moment for Stuart. The most maligned, most wonderful movie I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Thank God Roger Ebert gave it 3 stars.
Yeah. Well, Roger Ebert saved the movie, Mary Jane.
Yeah. Didn't save his family, though.
He didn't save his family, and he didn't save Al Franken, but yeah.
You don't hear much about Al
Franken. Oh, wow, listen to that.
Yes,
you really bring up keep the sharp object away from you.
Yeah, I mean, we got to be politically correct, and I guess poor Al. I mean, excuse me, that isn't politically correct, is it?
No, that was politically incorrect.
Like, asshole Al.
He looks pretty good.
He looks like a Boy Scout right now to me.
He took one for the team and said, look, I'm bowing out. I don't want to mess things up for the party.
No, I know he did.
Yeah, right. Hats off to Al. But in truth, I mean, yeah, it was fucked up what he did. But you know what?
He's not the only asshole on the planet.
No, we have to have some sort of road to redemption for people. I just don't believe in this ultimate condemnation and banishment of people. But on the other hand, you know, that's what they do to get to the top. You know, they trash other people in this exact same way.
The problem is when it comes to comedy, human misery, mistreatment is funny if done in a certain way, and all of a sudden it's done to the detriment of an individual, and quite often it's females.
Yes.
It's true. Yes. Okay. Wow. Well said. Okay, let's have some groaners.
Oh, yeah, we need a groaner. I think I can start off, and as we're edging into the holiday season, let's kind of put a little Christmas spirit here. What do we call Santa's helpers? What do we call Santa's helpers?
What do you got, Mary? Jane?
I'm supposed to actually answer.
No, we usually
I don't know.
What do we call Santa's helpers?
That's a very good question.
I didn't
say that. Subordinate clauses.
Subordinate clauses?
Nice one.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah.
That was not so much a groaner. That was pretty much a joke.
Yeah.
So let's see what you got, Mary Jane.
Okay. This is from Bumper Sticker.
Good.
All right.
Yeah.
Some people are like slinkies. Useless. Except they can always make you smile when you push them down the stairs.
Ah, I like it.
It's kind of true, so you know, there's that.
I like it. It's dark.
It's dark. It's a little
it's
bit.
Slinky.
You have to think a little bit.
Yeah, it's light.
It's slinky.
Slinky's boy.
Not as good as Brazilian, but it was not bad.
Okay. Well, Brazilian was so dry.
It took me a minute. I mean, I don't know.
And he just left it hanging there.
He did. He's good.
He's got a lot of nerve. You know, yes. he can hold a joke until it delivers.
That's good.
My younger brother is.
He's great. Okay. He'd love to go to a ball game, too.
He's got talents that he has not been recognized enough for.
I agree. Well, he suffers from that short thing you guys all have.
Shut up.
Wait a minute. This is getting awfully personal.
This is really personal.
Very.
Well, I want to thank everyone for tuning in to our Thanksgiving show. We had a lot of fun, and it's too bad you didn't. But
not a problem.
See you on the flip side.